This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
K-pop superstars BTS could be given exemption from compulsory military service in South Korea. Culture, Sports, and Tourism Minister Hwang Hee said it's time to create a system for incorporating popular culture art figures as art personnel and that he aims to push a new law through Parliament. An exemption? Now there's a big surprise. Harry Styles has announced a fall residency tour, which will see him make stops in major cities like New York, Los Angeles, Toronto, and Austin in support of his forthcoming album, Harry's House, scheduled for May 20th. The set of shows serves as a continuation of his massive 42-date Love on Tour. I bet all that love on tour must be exhausting. The Top Gun Maverick world premiere was held on the iconic Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Midway. Tom Cruise piloted a helicopter onto the flight deck before walking over to the red carpet. Cast members Jennifer Connelly, Miles Teller, and John Hamm were also joined by Kenny Loggins, whose song Danger Zone is once again used in the sequel. Loggins said, "Thank you for keeping me relevant." The man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle on stage while carrying a replica gun that contained a switchblade pleaded not guilty to 4 misdemeanor counts. Isaiah Lee, 23, was ordered to remain at least 100 yards away from Chappelle and the Hollywood Bowl. His right arm was in a sling after he was stomped on by Chappelle's security team. Well, he deserved it. Kaley Cuoco has a new man in her life, Tom Pelphrey. The flight attendant star has found love again after the end of her second marriage last year. Cuoco recently made her relationship with the Ozark actor Instagram official. Pelphrey, who played the brother of series star Laura Linney, was absolutely outstanding in the role. Well, let's hope that works out. Britney Spears took off her clothes again on Instagram. The nude pics were taken on that vacation she went on with fiancé Sam Asghari. Spears said, quote, "Photo dump of the last time I was in Mexico before there was a baby inside me," unquote. A pink heart covered her private parts, south of the border. What about new music, Britney? Former employees of TikTok, who worked out of the social media app's U.S.-based offices, complained in a new expose of a stressful working culture. Some say the job caused them to put in 85-hour work weeks on average and experience everything from sleep deprivation to weight loss to the need for marriage therapy. TikTok and you don't stop. Fred Savage has been fired from the Wonder Years reboot following complaints of misconduct in his role as executive producer and director. The allegations against Savage, who starred in the original 1980s series, remain unclear, though we hear he exhibited inappropriate behavior and had verbal outbursts throughout production. Definitely not a wonderful workplace. Mandy Moore took to Instagram to confirm that production on the series finale episode of This Is Us, titled Us, has officially been completed. Moore said she had some special words to tell the crew after they wrapped, but emotion got in the way and she just fell apart, unable to say what she wanted to. The final episode airs May 24th. So Chrissy Metz has sung.
Idiot of the Week!
Young Thug, living up to his name, was arrested as part of a sweeping grand jury indictment that netted 28 people for alleged street gang activity, including racketeering, attempted armed robbery, and murder. He's accused of founding the Atlanta criminal street gang Young Slime Life in 2012. Young Thug, idiot. A sprawling duplex that belonged to the late art collector Hester Diamond, the mother of rapper Michael Diamond, a.k.a. Beastie Boys co-founder Mike D, has listed for $19.5 million. In addition to dealing art, Hester was also an interior designer, and her collection of art was outstanding.
You've got to fight for your right to party!
David Letterman has revealed which six celebrities will join him on the fourth season of his Netflix talk show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Premiering May 20th, this season will see Letterman sit down with Cardi B, Billie Eilish, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Ryan Reynolds, Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant, and Will Smith. Yep, that interview was conducted pre-slap. Brandon Blackstock filed official documents demanding ex-wife Kelly Clarkson disable the security cameras on their Montana ranch where he's been staying. The talk show host, 40, has been forced to turn off the 13 cameras set up throughout the property. She will also have to send proof to Blackstock's attorneys that she disabled the equipment and how. You mean unplugging it? For the first time in 18 years, The Ellen DeGeneres Show has not been nominated for the Daytime Emmy's Best Entertainment Talk Show. The snub for the series and host Ellen comes after its 19th and final season, though the show did score nominations for writing and set design. Nice parting gift for DeGeneres. Sounds like a big f*** you.
The Trash Bin.
Rapper Kid Creole, who was a founding member of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, was sentenced to 16 years in prison for stabbing a homeless man to death. The 62-year-old rapper was found guilty of manslaughter for the death of John Jolly, who was stabbed twice in the chest with a steak knife. Apparently, Creole is still furious.
The news wrap-up.
A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit by former President Donald Trump seeking to lift his ban from Twitter. DoorDash stock rose after reporting 35% sales growth. Apple is discontinuing the last available iPod, the Touch. The Writers Guild of America has called on studios to consider anti-abortion laws when deciding production locations. Bye-bye, Texas and Florida.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Doctor Strange on top of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Emily Henry's Book Lovers is the number one fiction book.
Singer and actress Lady Gaga has a great new song that's featured on the soundtrack of Top Gun Maverick. Gaga's Hold My Hand pays tribute to the Top Gun films with its video, even showing Gaga wearing Tom Cruise's original jacket. The Hold My Hand video is directed by Joe Kosinski, the director of the film. It includes scenery that's used for the sequel, along with emotional scenes from the original Top Gun. The stunning video immediately began generating talk of putting Gaga in contention for next year's Oscar race. See Lady Gaga live at her residency at the Park MGM in Las Vegas and on the Chromatica tour across the US and Europe this summer. Here's Lady Gaga with the song of the week, Hold My Hand.
To tell me you need me, I say that you're bleeding, you don't need.
Lady Gaga with the song of the week, Hold My Hand. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.